This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. With his State of the Union address Tuesday night, President Barack Obama held out a glimmer of hope that the administration and the Republican Congress might still work together, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said in a statement. Stallman also noted in the statement that Farm Bureau strongly supports efforts to normalize trade and other relations with Cuba, in addition to praising the president's strong support for trade promotion authority, which would give Congress the responsibility to vote yes or no on foreign trade treaties without deal-killing amendments. Congress must pass bipartisan TPA legislation to strengthen U.S. negotiating positions in future trade agreements. Farm Bureau also remains resolute that tax laws must protect the family farm, according to Stallman. Farmer and rancher delegates to the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention approved resolutions that will provide the organization grassroots authority to ask Congress to finish many measures that remain unsettled at the start of 2015. Our delegates are the men and women growing the food and fiber for our nation and much of the rest of the world every day, said AFBF President Bob Stallman. He added they have made great strides over the last decades in improving their environmental performance, in adopting cutting-edge technologies, and taking actions to make sure they can pass their farms and ranches on to the next generation. According to Stallman, however, these same producers recognize that many of the challenges they face are derived from the federal government's attempt to overreach in its regulation of land use. This is particularly true with respect to improper application of federal water rules, according to Stallman. Our members also want us to continue our effort to secure a stable and reliable supply of agricultural labor. Regarding other policy matters, delegates reaffirmed that farmers' proprietary data remains strictly the property of the farmer or rancher when submitted to third parties for analysis and processing. Agreed that farmers and ranchers must have the right to remove their data permanently from the systems of agricultural technology providers. Members feel especially strong about this point given the exponential growth of agricultural data systems and the double-digit productivity gains they have generated in just a few short growing seasons. Opposed state efforts to dictate out-of-state farm-level production practices. Reaffirmed support for producer-led and approved checkoff programs. Reaffirmed support for country of origin labeling provisions consistent with World Trade Organization rules. Called for a state-led voluntary pollinator stewardship program to address concerns over recent declines in the populations of honeybees and butterflies. Supported the production, processing, commercialization, and use of industrial hemp. Called for an end to the Environmental Protection Agency's attempts to require permits for farmers to repair erosion damage on their property. Opposed the current cap on agricultural labor visas under the H-2B program, and called for common sense reform in endangered species protection legislation. A total of 355 voting delegates representing every crop and livestock sector in the United States deliberated on policies affecting farmers and ranchers' productivity and profitability. The policies approved at the convention will guide the nation's largest general farm organization throughout 2015. Following the delegate session of the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention, the organization's board of directors set AFBF's strategic action plan to address public policy issues for 2015. The board-approved plan focuses the organization's attention on advancing legislation that addresses agriculture's long and short-term labor needs, protecting farmers' abilities to use biotech plant varieties and other innovative technologies, opposing expansion of federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act, and advancing legislation that reforms the Endangered Species Act. AFBF President Bob Stallman said we will work to advance all the issues positions approved by our farmer and rancher delegates, but this plan represents those issue areas where we believe the American Farm Bureau Federation and its grassroots members have clear opportunities to achieve success at this time. There are high-stakes issues that we must advance to help safeguard our members and their abilities to operate their farms and ranches. AFBF presented its highest honor, the Distinguished Service Award, to Don Borgman and Dr. Temple Grandin during the 96th AFBF Annual Convention. AFBF established the Distinguished Service Award to honor individuals who have devoted their careers to serving agriculture. Both farmer and industry executive, Don Borgman has been a strong advocate for agriculture over 40 years. A third-generation corn and soybean farmer from Missouri, Borgman continued to manage his farm while working full-time for John Deere. Dr. Temple Grandin has dedicated her life to improving animal welfare and handling. One of the most successful people in the world with autism, Grandin is the leading authority on farm animal behavior. Her unique ability to visualize from the animal's perspective led her to design livestock processing systems which are more humane and efficient. Farmers will need to engage in conversations with consumers for the long term if they are to build trust in today's food system. That was among the messages delivered by Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention. Farmers are accustomed to fixing things in the next production cycle. Building trust with consumers has a longer horizon, said Arnott, who presented findings from CFI's 2014 consumer research into consumer skepticism, trending attitudes, and trust-building transparency. The research was sponsored in part by AFBF. BNSF, Berkshire Hathaway's privately held railroad company, will continue to invest billions of dollars in added capacity and new rail cars to resolve service problems that plagued the grain industry in 2014, according to Greg Guthrie, Director of Ag Products. During a workshop at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 96th Annual Convention, Guthrie updated attendees on a $5 billion capital investment plan the company announced at the beginning of 2014, which ended up being closer to $5.5 billion by the end of the year. While the grain shipping industry isn't one of BNSF's largest customers, representing only 9-10% of total business, Guthrie called it one of BNSF's oldest and most valued. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the MCFB office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the MCFB office by March 20th, 2015. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.